And welcome back again with Medic Sabar Devriana in 29 Podcast and English Action. Okay, today I would like to share and talk with all of you here, the listeners and the viewers, about love and life. So everyone know about love and life? Okay, so where is love when we always focus with our life? And so where is life when we always focus in our love? Okay, so I will discuss a both of them about love and life. So, because love and life cannot be far away from our life that always appear, that if we meet someone or we meet something or we want to choose something or we want to choose someone, so we have to have love. Why I have said before like that? Because many people consider the relationship of love to be the most significant part of their lives. Why? Really significant part of lives, that because they always think that about life and about love. Love is life. Life is love. Love of life. A life of love. They always connect a bit between of them. Okay, so you have to be focused about life. That because life is created by God. That because in this world there are animals, there are animals, there are plants, and then there are people in the world, and then there are many crowded activities in the world that come from God. So we have to be aware of this life. Without love, so we cannot live, and then without life, so we cannot live also. Why? I have seen before, so I have four questions. The first question is, what is the real purposes of love relationship in our lives? So don't you think about the relationship is the basic of foundation about relationship is about love? Many people said yes. So I will explain about this. The basic foundation of love is not the basic foundation of relationship is not about love. About faith to someone? No. Faith to God. If the real of love and the real of life, if you have a love, the real love, and then you believe in life that God is the creator, the big creator, so you will believe that love and life are always connected. Okay, so and are they just so that we enjoy life more? Of course, yes. They always have the relationship, the big relationship with everyone. And then they just so that they enjoy life more? Yes, of course, because they only focus with your love. They just focus with their life, not with the faith, not with the norm, not with the love of life, of not life, of love, of maybe they can't focus of love and life. Because in life, so we have to focus about love, and when we love, so we have to focus in life. Because both of them are always connected. And then are to keep us from getting lovely? Of course, yes. When you have a relationship with everyone or with someone, and then you enjoy your life, and then after you getting lovely, of course, yes, isn't it? Yes. But love, if you say that's love, so you have to keep yourself. Why I say it, you have to keep yourself. That because keep yourself means that you love yourself. When you love yourself first, and then you can love your another person or other people in outside or in your surrounding. Yes, of course, you have a true love. Yeah, because you have siblings, you have parents, you have a big family. So please love them first. After that, so you can love everyone, or you can love another person. You can love other people, because this is life. This is life with norm and with a faith. If your life without norm, so your love will not true. Okay, will not be true. Exactly, I guarantee it. Okay, and what's the real meaning of love of life? Okay, many people always suggested that the meaning of love of life is about marriage. And the marriage is the last direction and the last adventure in life. But it's the big wrong. Why I say that? So you have to think about a comfortable life and an enjoyable life. Because comfortable and enjoyable life is not about the last proposes in your life, and then you can reach it, and then you can share off your the last adventure in your life. That's, you call it comfortable and enjoyable life? No. So love with the right norm, with your faith, and then you can enjoy your life, comfort your life, and then you live happily in your life. Okay. And then the real power of love is connected to your higher purposes in life. So what is your purpose in your life? I believe that it's not marriage. No. So you want to be rich people, you want to be someone famous, you want to be something that really usable for others, and then you will to make your parents happy and many things. That's the purpose of your life. But you forget something. You come from God. So your purpose in life is your effort with your right norm in life to go back to your God. That's the best purpose in your life. When you have the purpose in life that, okay, my purpose in my life is with my love to do, with my effort in this life, with the right norm, and with my faith to back to the God. I believe that. So you will can do anything smoothly in your life. But I've said that because when you get your life to this purpose, so real love will emanate from you naturally. Okay. This is love, this is life. In life, there is a love. And then both of them are connected to the God. So you have to believe that both of them come from the God. So you have to aware, and you have to have a purpose that everything in this world will back to God. If you aware of them, so you will can do anything naturally with the smooth activity, with the happy life, and then cannot confuse about something or which one that I have to choose, and then which one is I have to do, and then you cannot say that. I granted it. So I say that love and life are connected, and both of them come from God, and then both of them always support our activities and daily routine with the awareness, our effort, and belief that we will go back to God. Okay. So that's about love and life. That is the important thing that we have to aware of love and life. Okay. And I'm married. And then everyone and every people always think that after you marry, you cannot do anything. It's a really false. I have love. I have life. And then I believe that I will back to God. So I can do anything that I want with the right norm and the right faith to God. So everything we can will come naturally, and then I can do anything smoothly. So you have to think, and then you have to aware about love and life. So you have to remind that marriage is not the last adventure and not the last everything, because many people always connected that the last love, and then If you have love, so you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and after that, so you have everything that you want in life, so it's the big wrong. So when you have love, so you can do anything with the right norm and with your faith to the God. After you have the faith and the norm to the God, so you can think that the prayer is really important, and then everything you can do will smoothly and naturally. Okay? Okay, if you get what I mean about love in life, so I'm really happy that you can reach your purposes in your life and that you can make it your life straight ahead in the future with your comfortable life and with the enjoyable life with your decision and everything that you have made before. So please support everything that you can support with the right norm and your free to the guy. Okay, so see you with the next topic and bye.